This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon. We're going to talk about a new program with Roseburg Public Schools at Umpqua Community College, the Pathway Innovator Program. And Brett Steinaker here, and also Teresa Reveness. She is from Umpqua Community College, in fact, the Vice President of Academics. And Brett has been a Vice Principal at Roseburg High School and now moving into this new role. Folks, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I guess from both sides of this, what led to this program being created?
I think this is a brainchild of our president at the college, Rachel Procrant, and the superintendent at the school district, Jared Corden, and they get together and exciting things happen. And they brainstormed this in and really listened to industry, and industry said, this is what we need, and they put their heads together and came up with this idea. We get the fortune of implementing it, which is exciting, but I think it was really their brainchild. Would you add anything to that?
Yeah, I think they got together again. A lot of what we've done with both programs at both levels has been driven by industry and looking at the needs of our local community here. And those discussions coming back from the community to both President Pogrant and Superintendent Corden really is the driving factor behind this new program.
So I know this is kind of going to be a moving canvas, sort of a work in progress, but as you know them now, what are some of the specifics of what you'll be doing?
So to launch this off, we are just getting going on this program as I'm transitioning out of Roseburg High School assistant principal into this new position. But specifically getting off the ground is going to be a lot of learning of the college programs at UCC, what their instructors are doing, the programs, the kids, how their programs align to industry, and actually how Roseburg High School's and Roseburg Public Schools programs align with UCC's programs. That's initially a lot of learning, a lot of observations on my front, and then talking with everybody, all the stakeholders, and really reaching out to continue those conversations that have already been had with industry, looking at the needs, current needs, as well as the near future needs of our local community, our businesses and industries, to really look how we can improve our pathways, redevelop those, and bring in some new pathways.
So are either of you aware of another partnership quite like this?
So this is an emerging area in the state of Oregon. There's some state initiatives going on. There are some regional ESD-based P20 programs that I am aware of. Again, this is just beginning to be an initiative throughout the state of Oregon. I am not aware of any very specific partnerships between a college and one school district as of yet.
I'm not either, especially one where we're sharing a position with ourselves without a third party kind of jump-starting that for us. So it's one of a kind that I'm aware of.
So for the college, what from the college side of it, why did you guys buy into this idea?
Oh, there are so many reasons. I think one of the reasons is it's such a huge advantage to have Brett here to work with us. We don't have the kind of knowledge about the high school and the high school kids and what they're interested in and what we can do to keep them in this community. And we really want to know more about that. And Brett brings a ton of experience and information that will really help us with that. And I think the key to it really is developing those high-wage, high-demand jobs that will keep people in our community, keep our families out of poverty, and keep people here. And that's really what we want to do.
And that's been a common theme in the last few years. A lot of different interviews that's popped up, whether it's education or business or some other area, because historically, and I didn't look at the last census, but I know going back in some of the other ones, if you look at the percentage of people in the county between age 20 and 30, it just nosedives. It's like people graduate from high school, maybe they go to community college, and then they're gone. Some of them come back later, certainly. We've seen a lot of examples of that. But it does seem like there's a kind of a drive to look towards the future of the county and not have this big space of, you know, between age 20 and age 30 that aren't here.
I think you literally just hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what we want to do. We want to keep our young people and grow our own. Nobody's as committed to this county as the people who've grown up here and love it. And so I think if we can build these kinds of professionals and high wage, high demand jobs that keep people here, I think that just gives us a leg up.
Yeah, as part of this is working with the, you know, kids coming into Roseburg High School and knowing, you know, exposing them and educating them on what is truly available right here at home in Douglas County in the greater Roseburg area. All the opportunities that exist for those that want to go to college and come back into, say, engineering and professional pathways that require degrees. But more so, all of the positions and the needs for careers, high wage, high demand careers, right here in Douglas County that require a certification, that require some post-secondary education, but they can get right into the workforce directly out of high school while transitioning into UCC as well as the workforce to launch their careers off and then coming back into UCC or other programs to then continue their careers moving forward.
Now, you've been a vice principal for about 8 years at RHS, right?
8 years at RHS.
And time in Colorado, and I did manage to find the community on the map. It's definitely a rural part of Colorado.
It's very, very rural and isolated. Wonderful community, but it is a small, rural, isolated community.
But I'm curious, after doing the work at RHS for several years, why this new position was of interest to you?
So this really is a culmination of where my heart truly lies. I came into the into education from industry, from being a contractor as well as working in other private sectors. And I know full well the needs of skilled, you know, persons coming into the careers with skilled experience and the education and what the needs of the workforce that exists currently today and that lack thereof of the workforce. Secondly, the working with kids every day, working with in our community and our students, just many of them not having that purpose yet, developed or identified what their goals are in that. So this is really the culmination where my interests lie, where my passions lie, is getting more kids early on with developing their purpose, exposing them to the careers right here in Douglas County and the greater Roseburg areas, and knowing that they have a path forward directly out of high school into our workforce, into UCC's programs, back and forth. And really, for me, this is about the health and the future of our community.
Teresa, do you think in education there's been sort of this, I don't even know the right term, but you basically had K-12, and then you had community college, and then you had the university schools, and it seemed like they didn't always communicate.
Oh, I completely agree. I think that's why this position is so key, because we're building pathways, and those pathways have to start in K-12, and then they have to see, students need to see themselves on a pathway. Where is my next step? Is my next step industry? Is my next step UCC for a certificate? What is that pathway to my career? And I think this position is unique and amazing simply for that reason.
All right, we're going to take a break. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1, Shannon Sebastian as your Q at 4. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, State Representative Court Boyce will be joining us live from the South Coast. We're talking about the new Pathways Innovator Program with Roseburg Public Schools at Umpqua Community College. Brett Steinacre is the P20 coordinator, and also Teresa Rivenis from Umpqua Community College, the Vice President of Academics, with us. And it seems like in recent years, there's been a shift away from the idea that everybody needs a four-year college degree. I mean, for decades, that was what was really put out there. You could look at charts and graphs and income statements and all of that. But as technology shifted, many of these things that are higher paying careers, sometimes higher than a four-year degree, can be obtained in a two-year degree at UCC, but you've got to keep the kids in the county to get them there.
Absolutely. About 70% of jobs, and those that are high-wage, high-demand, family-supporting jobs, require some sort of post-secondary training. But that doesn't necessarily mean a four-year degree or even a two-year degree. You can get certificates. We have certificates in mechatronics, in advanced manufacturing, in healthcare fields that are great short-term training, a year, less than a year, and get out there doing really amazing stuff in those kinds of fields. Artificial intelligence, computer science, all of those are things that don't necessarily require a two or a four-year degree.
And we're really in this time, and I think we're increasingly so, that careers that some kids are looking at when they're 14 or 15 may not even be there. And where they end up going is something that doesn't even exist now. You know, it's just, everything's moving so quick with the technology. Brett, one of the things you're going to be doing is not just working with the college, but working with local employers and creating some partnerships there. Talk about that part.
Yeah, so this is very important work that launching this off, I think it's going to be very important for us to work with industry and to be able to analyze and really review the existing pathways from kind of that backwards approach, talking with industry, what their needs are today, but also in that near future, the 5-10 years out, what they're seeking, where they're looking at growing, looking what pathways exist currently at UCC and Roseburg Public Schools, and making sure that those pathways are aligned to meet what industry needs, their specific needs. And then looking at that, like the mechatronics and the investments that are happening in our community currently today, there's a lot of pathways that don't exist that need to support our local industry. So we're going to be looking at, again, designing these backwards with the information coming back from industry to make sure that these new pathways that we're going to be designing and developing, implementing, they're going to be meeting the industry needs, our local community needs, but also of our high interest to our students right here at home.
It seems like kind of a cooking exercise where your recipe, the ingredients you're putting in are just going to shift a bit as you go along. You know where you want to go, but how you get there is probably a little undetermined.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, none of us, you know, in education at Roseburg Public Schools and UCC, we don't have that specific information. And that's where we're going to be partnering with industry, getting their feedback, and really looking at the model that we had at Roseburg High School a few years back when we reinvigorated our programs and we added the nursing program, nursing assistant program at Roseburg High School in direct partnership with UCC, using that as a model for the programs coming up.
Now, this seems like a lot is going on. How does this work? I mean, it seems like more than just one job for one person.
This is a big job, and like you said, it's going to ebb and flow as we need. Right now, we need to start off myself learning a lot. Again, I'm not as familiar with the college programs, very familiar with the Roseburg Public Schools programs, but I've got a lot of learning to do there at UCC, but also from our industry in that aspect. So to launch this program off, it's me coordinating a lot of things in conjunction with the current staff at the college as well as Roseburg Public Schools. Got tremendous staff. There's the pieces and parts are in place. A lot of it comes down to that facilitation, the communication, the coordination between the two programs to serve our local community.
And it seems like your background is perfect for this in terms of the industry piece. How did you get from being a contractor to being an educator?
that's probably a whole nother radio show in and of itself. So I got into education through coaching, and I was a contractor back in my earlier days in Meeker, and was asked to help out with a football program when we moved to Meeker. So That's what got me back or into education clear back in 2000 and year 2000. And then that led from one thing into another, got me into a career pathway in construction and welding and fabrication at Roseburg High School. I worked in CTE for quite some time and then transitioned into administration and athletic administration from there. So, but again, that's a whole nother story.
I do just want to say, we were looking for a unicorn for this position, and I feel pretty fortunate that we got one. I've told him yesterday he's got three full-time jobs, one at the college, one at the high school, and one with industry, yeah. and he's up for it.
Now, absolutely. Talk about your background in education. I know that you came here from Tillamook.
Yes, I was the vice president at Tillamook Bay Community College. Before that, I worked south at Rogue as a dean. So I've been in higher ed for a while. I don't bring K-12 experience to the table really much at all.
So what do you see as the long-term potential of this as you get the kids headed the UCC direction?
I'll let Brett answer that, but the potential's unlimited. I think he's probably already sorry I have his email. I am sending him ideas in the middle of the night. I had sent an idea yesterday. I'm like, this is a new pathway. We need to look at this. So super exciting what we could do.
Yeah, I would agree. The potential is truly unlimited. It's infinite. Looking at current pathways, there's so many areas that we can move into. There's so many needs for our community. We were talking yesterday potentially about increasing the articulations within the healthcare fields, within the engineering and mechatronics areas to grow into, really looking at the community needs, other areas articulating in our agricultural and viticulture areas. Those are areas that we have very strong agricultural programs at Roseburg High School, but we don't have anything to articulate with currently within our culinary arts and hospitality tourism. Viticulture is at Roseburg High School. You know, those may be some other areas that we're going to be looking at. The public education, education training. At Roseburg High School, we have early ed, and there's pathways at UCC that the foundations are there for a lot of new programs and pathways, and that's initially where we're going to be looking and focusing on.
So from a practical standpoint, where are you going to work at?
Well, I think I'll have a lot of windshield time between the different areas, but I'll have a workplace at Roseburg Public Schools there on the Roseburg High School campus, as well as UCC has a work area there for me as well. When I it'll make it very efficient while I'm at either location. And then obviously I'm planning on a lot of travel too and working with our local industries and businesses, our community stakeholders, and getting their feedback and partnering with them.
Well, it does seem, talking to some of the industry people, like there is really a desire from their end to try to keep more kids in Douglas County because, and I don't remember current numbers, but there are times when I hear about all the job openings, if they could just find somebody. And if they're already here, it's a lot easier to deal with some of that than folks that you have to pull in from, you know, recruiting from out of the area.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole goal of this program. Again, I think starting back at the, you know, we've been talking a lot about the, I'll say the 9-20 pathways and that articulation, but there's a lot of work in with our younger students in really exposing them to what's available with those career opportunities, really igniting their passions, inspiring them for their futures to develop their purpose in life. Again, we've talked about this, but there's so many different areas in the future that don't require that 4-year, that 6 or 8 year college degrees. We've got pathways.
Hold that thought because we're out of time. I'm sure we're going to talk about this more in the future. Brett Steinacker and Teresa Rivenis, it is 12:57.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.